morning. Welcome to morning prayers at the Appleton Chapel. We'll begin this morning's service with the reading from the Psalter in your pew. This morning we'll be reading Psalms 1 on page 1. We will read responsively by whole verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Good morning. My reading this morning is from Sandra Cisneros' book, House on Mango Street. Four skinny trees. They are the only ones who understand me. I am the only one who understands them. Four skinny trees with skinny necks and pointy elbows like mine. Four who do not belong here, but are here. Their strength is their secret. They send ferocious roots beneath the ground. They grow up and they grow down and they grab the earth between their hairy toes and bite the sky with violent teeth and never quit their anger. This is how they keep. Let one forget his reason for being, they'd all droop like tulips in a glass, each with their arms around the other. Keep, 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 trees say when I sleep. They teach. When I am too sad and too skinny to keep keeping, when I am a tiny thing against so many bricks, then it is I look at trees. When there is nothing left to look at on this street, four who grew despite concrete, four who reach and do not forget to reach, four whose only reason is to be and be. I've selected this reading because I've been thinking a lot about how nature can inspire us, even when we face so much sadness and hardship in the world. And since trees are able to survive and thrive for centuries, and because they exist all around us, I figured they're a good place to start learning about how to keep growing, even when we face the concrete of our own lives, and when we feel like a tiny thing against so many bricks. I learned recently that trees are social beings and that they are like friends with each other. Their relationships and their lives are not unlike our own. They are born and nurtured by the environment around them. Trees can count, learn, remember, and experience stress. Like us, they take care of each other when they are sick. They wrinkle and they age. They warn each other of impending danger, letting each other know through a fungal network that danger is approaching. They lay interconnected roots to remain grounded and survive the elements. And for reasons that scientists haven't quite figured out yet, they even keep the stumps of their former companions alive for centuries by feeding them a sugar solution through their roots. So what is it that trees are able to teach us? What do they help us remember that it seems to be that we have forgotten? I think it's that trees, like us, exist in community. They understand that their survival is interconnected and they can't go it alone. They depend on each other for information, sustenance, and support. I share this because in our everyday lives filled with stress, deadlines, and an unending stream of to-dos, we forget that we are connected to something beyond ourselves. We forget that we are connected to each other. We get lost and isolated in the concrete of our lives. Stress begins to take over because stress thrives on isolation. Stress tricks us into believing that we are alone and isolated, that we are a tiny thing against so many bricks. We believe that we are the only ones, and that without us, the whole thing would fall apart. So we tune out and disconnect from each other and the world around us. Not surprisingly, we find ourselves lonely and with this constant sense of, this is not enough. There must be something more. So we seek and seek and seek, trying to find a way to keep when we are too sad and too overwhelmed to keep keeping. But we forget that the solution we seek is right before our very eyes. We forget what the trees have always known, that we truly need each other for living. We forget that we are loved and cared for by roots that are far greater and more expansive than we could ever imagine. Like the trees, we exist only through the kindness and love of other beings, from the air we breathe, to the soil that gives us food to eat, to the entire ecosystem we depend on for survival. We forget that at every moment of our lives, we are connected to something beyond ourselves. And in that interconnection, we are never alone. We exist in a vast, interconnected network of life, and that life exists far beyond our human species. The earth expresses her love for us in so many ways, reminding us that we are not alone if only we find the time to slow down and hear her gentle invitation to remember that we exist together. Like the trees, may we remember that our lives are not our own, that our lives are threaded and woven together into a larger system of life. May we remember to care for each other, recognizing that our own survival is inextricably linked to the survival of others. May we remember to remain grounded in the face of hardship and learn to weave together roots for strength rather than for division. May we remember that we are a continuation of our ancestors, of those who have gone before us, but whose form stays alive in us through the continuation of life. And may we remember that we are never alone, and that like the trees, we reach and do not forget to reach towards and for each other. Thank you.
Please join me in prayer. God, we thank you for this time together and for the words we've heard this morning that remind us that we are not alone in this world, not only because of your love and presence with us, but because of the love and presence you provided with those around us. A allow us to move into this day with that remembrance, with that knowledge, with that understanding that we don't have to face the world and its challenges by ourselves, but that together we can face whatever struggles we have, depending on the strength that we give each other. Open our hearts and our minds to your word, and let us carry this with us as we go forward into our busy days. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise as you are able for our closing hymn, number 50, O Gladsome Light, O Grace, number 50 in your hymnal. Receive now the benediction. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the gathered people say, Amen.